Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I am a holistic business coach, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business coaching, consulting, and solutions company dedicated to creating freedom and whole life success through entrepreneurship. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and business leaders like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success so that you can thrive in every area of life. On today's episode, I want to jump into a topic that I think is very important. It's a little bit charged. It's something that likely will create some emotional response in you. And you know what? That's good. I was thinking this morning that, you know, sometimes we shy away from having the tough conversations and addressing the challenging aspects of life and business. And I'm disappointed in all of us that aren't willing to have those conversations and aren't willing to step into that uncomfortable space. So today I want to talk to, really want to discuss victimhood. And I want to challenge you that you are not a victim, that you have control of your life, you have control of your business. And this is a mindset that I think holds way too many people back, that we find ourselves, and again, I know that victim is a bad word or a challenging word, but we find ourselves so many times as victims of our circumstances. And I will say that's not something that I necessarily struggle with. Probably sometimes I should not take as much responsibility in it. And I'm not saying that I always grab hold of the reins and make the changes that need to happen. But in every given situation, I always look for where I need to change and where I can grow. The truth is, while we can't always control what happens to us, we do have full control over how we respond, what we do with it, and how we can make adjustments and pivot in order to create success, in order to overcome whatever that is. Now, again, and I've mentioned this on a couple of our topics, I understand, and I've been training and coaching people for so many years that I always get the, yeah, Steve, but you don't understand. There's this one situation or there's this thing. Listen, I understand there's always probably a situation or a thing or a circumstance that is debilitating, right? And so while we can one-off everything to death, I'm going to say, stick in here and think about the fact that you do have control of your response, control of what's going on in your life 99% of the time. If you want to park on that 1% and excuse yourself from responsibility, there's nothing I can do about that. And that's something you can work through in your own mind. But I'm here to tell you that more often than not, we see people being victims to their circumstances and really just not acting and not making adjustments and changes to really get what they want instead of letting everything and everyone else have control. Now, we talked about this in a previous episode to some extent, but I want to hone in on what this means. Whether it's business, finances, relationship, your health, you have the ability to change your situation. It starts with mindset, it starts with decisions, and it starts with action. This kind of actually goes back into what we talked about in a previous episode about the having people around you in your sphere of influence. Guys, if you spend enough time with me, whether it's consuming my content or working with us as a business or having me as a coach in your life, I am going to convince you that you are worthy of all the success and greatness in your life, that you can accomplish anything and everything that you have in your heart, that you're willing to put your mind to, that you're willing to put action to, that you're willing to overcome circumstances and things that will knock you down. I will convince you that you can achieve greatness in your life if you spend enough time with me. So on today's episode, I want to do exactly that. I want to convince you that there is nothing that you cannot be victorious over. Too often, people believe that they're stuck because of external factors, the economy, their upbringing, their past failures, or even their current responsibilities. we're in a position right now where I see a lot of people blaming the government for why they cannot be successful. Yes, I understand there are circumstances that do affect you. I have been in the business space for enough years through enough administrations on both sides of the aisle, through pandemics, through financial disarray. And you know what? We've always found ways to overcome. I'll give you a great example. I can't remember when this was. This was probably 2010, 2011. There was a tsunami in Japan. Now, I happen to be a salesperson in a Honda car dealership. If you don't understand that, Honda is a Japanese-based company. While some of it's produced in places like Canada and Mexico and the United States, it's a Japanese-based company. We thrived on new car sales. We were a Honda car dealership. Well, because of the tsunami, we got to the point where we only had 8 brand new Hondas on the ground. There was a lot of dealerships and there was a lot of salespeople that were struggling bad. A lot of salespeople ended up quitting and going to a different brand, a different manufacturer, or left the industry altogether. So there was a lot of people that were looking at they were victims to world events that happened that was shutting down our ability to make money. So instead of being a victim to that, I actually ended up succeeding in a great way, made quite a bit of money pivoting to a different tactic in that sales strategy in a new Honda car dealership. Because instead of sitting back and saying, hey, world events are challenging me, I don't know what to do. We had COVID. We've talked about that ad nauseum on almost every episode, about the people that have taken their circumstances and sat back and waited and hoped that the government would come to their rescue. The government did not come to their rescue. We're not going to get in the politics of that. And so they failed. They had to shutter their doors as business owners. Many of them were financially strapped. But then there's those people who went, okay, well, this is a new challenge. What do we do? Let's roll forward. I had a very successful financially and business-wise COVID time. And yet I chose to not take care of my health like I should have. And so I ended up falling back in my health, but moving forward in my business. And so, I chose to be a victim to one and chose to be victorious to the other. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be victorious in all of them. And that starts with the power of personal responsibility. One of the biggest mindset shifts that you can make is moving from that victim mentality to the ownership mindset, an ownership of what you do. Many of you guys that are watching and or listening to this show are entrepreneurs. And again, I applaud you for taking an ownership in your own success in life through in your business, in your finances. It took a move. It took a courageous act to step away from a quote unquote guaranteed paycheck by working for somebody else and stepping out on you and putting all the onus on you. So you know how to do it. Now when world events, when economic events, when life happens, I want you to choose the same thing. See, the victim mentality says, I can't change my situation because of my past, my circumstances, or what somebody else or something else did to me. The victim mentality says, it's not my fault. It's the economy. It's the government. It's my boss. It's my parents. It's my bad luck. The victim mentality says, nothing I do will make a difference. I have tried and it's just nothing I can do. You know what? We were doing it. We were doing great in business. And then all of a sudden the things changed and the leads dried up. There's nothing I can do about it. Well, I completely disagree with you. And we have some great examples of how you can change that. I want you to own the ownership mindset. I want you to embrace the ownership mindset that says, I may not have created this situation, but I can choose how I can respond. It may be I have created this situation because of past actions or things that I did, but I can still choose how to respond. I can learn from that and grow. The ownership mindset says, what can I do today to move forward? It doesn't mean you're going to have to revolutionize everything right away, but what today can I do to move forward? The ownership mindset says, I have control over my actions and my actions shape my results. Guys, we are all facing something. I guarantee you every single one of us that's listening to this and me sitting behind the microphone is doing the same thing. There are things that we need to change in our life. There are things that we need to change perhaps in our health, in our business, in our relationships, in our finances, in our spiritual journey. There are things that we need to do to make adjustments for. It is nobody else's control. It is nobody else's responsibility to take care of you. Nobody. The government is not going to fix what your struggles are. Your relationships aren't going to fix what your struggles are. You're not going to walk to your mailbox and find a $500,000 check that's going to pay off your debt. You're not going to lose that weight that you've been wanting to get rid of by continuing to do the same actions and habits. Okay? And I'm speaking to myself as well. It takes ownership of your actions, and your actions will then shape your results. Let's use a real world example. Oprah Winfrey is one of those people that everybody knows about. She's got books. She had ridiculous amounts of television appearances and shows. She's got a whole network. She's done, I mean, everybody knows Oprah, right? Oprah was born into extreme poverty. Oprah faced abuse as a child. Oprah was told when she wanted to get into television that she just wasn't fit for television. So she could have said, you know what? I'm not born in the right family with the right connections that's going to allow me to become something or to build something. She wasn't one who had the support of family. She was abused as a child. So she had all the reasons to be a victim to her circumstances. And you know what? I'm certain we all know people that we either knew growing up or have known through our lives that you can look at and go, you know what? I understand why you're not succeeding in life. And we kind of give them a pass because they had a rough upbringing, a rough childhood. And just the fact that they're alive today is a victory in itself. But if you're looking to create change in your life, you're looking to get to that next level, whatever that is for you, your current circumstances and the circumstances of your past are not reasons to not succeed. Again, she stepped into a space and decided, even though that my upbringing and my past should keep me small, I'm going to go into television. And then she was told, no, you're not going to make it in television. How many of you as entrepreneurs, business owners, business leaders have stepped into a new space? Let's say that you decided, I'm going to step up and I'm going to open my own business. How many of you have faced challenges where people have said, I don't know that that's a good idea? Or how many of you have decided you want to do something, but you are not skilled up in that space yet? And so you are already thinking whether you're the one or somebody else is telling you, that's just not a good fit for you. You need to stay small or you need to stay out of that situation. She could have used those circumstances as an excuse to stay stuck. Instead, she took responsibility for her future. She worked hard and she built an empire. We all know her name because she didn't say that she is a victim to her circumstances. She owned her life, owned what she wants to do with it. So I want you to reflect on one area of your life where right now you are feeling stuck. Is there an area in your life where you're feeling like I need to make a movement in that and I am feeling stuck? I will be wholly transparent with you. I am 35 pounds overweight right now. Heaviest I've been in my life. That is an area that I feel stuck. And the funny thing is, it's not stuck because I don't know what to do. I used to be a CrossFit coach. I know what to do. I know how to coach people. I used to be really fit. I used to prioritize my health and nutrition. I have let that go and focus on other areas. So then the next thing is ask yourself, what is one thing I can do today to take control of this situation? What is one thing that I can do to change whatever it is? For me, it's my health and fitness. So what's the one thing I can do? Let's focus on the nutrition. That's something that I'm doing. So there are things that we can do that we're not victims to. There's things in our life that we feel stuck, but I want you to reflect on Oprah. I want you to reflect on the fact that she could have stayed small, but she chose to own her life. So let's change the trajectory in our business. If your business isn't where you want to be, it's easy to blame the external factors. The market is slow. Okay, we've gone through changes in our economy. Right now in 2025, March of 2025, the economy is going through some price adjustments and some changes. And some people don't have a bunch of discretionary income. That is something you can blame your slow business on. You absolutely can. Customers aren't spending money right now. I don't have the right connections or the right funding. People aren't finding my brand. Guys, we have created multiple courses in our company. And you know what? Some people aren't signing up for them. People are saying, I want to fix my life and my business, but they won't invest in it. So we can say, okay, well, we created a course and nobody's showing up. Or we can say, okay, we need to pivot. We need to do something different. We need to market it better. We need to whatever. The truth is, businesses that thrive are the ones that adapt, the ones that innovate, and the ones that take action. If people aren't banging down your door to buy your product or service, pick up your phone and reach out to them. If your marketing strategy isn't getting anything, do something different. Innovate. Challenge yourself. Step out of the box. I've just started doing a couple of different social media posts that are outside of my comfort zone because you know what? I want to try something different. I want to see if I can get more excitement around the brand and the offerings that we have. So for your business, the three steps I want to give you to shift your business forward, to take the ownership mindset. Number one, audit your current strategy. Look at what's working and what's not. Are you relying on outdated methods or do you need to pivot your offerings? We have talked to multiple businesses that are wondering why things aren't as successful as they used to be, but they are using the same strategies that they've used over the last 10 years. The strategies that you used 10 years ago are not going to be effective today. In this world, in this business environment that we live in, honestly, I think the strategies that you're using 2 years ago aren't going to be the same. I have spent time when I was in the real estate industry. I would love when I would talk to a real estate agent on the other side of the transaction or somebody that we were negotiating to hopefully come to terms and open a transaction with that have said, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years, Steve. So I know exactly what I'm doing. And you know what? I could see their marketing and I could see the way they did business. And I believe them that they've been doing it for 20 years because they're still doing it the same way they did it 20 years ago. And then they wonder why I come on the scene with little real estate experience, bring in a whole different method of doing things because I was bringing in from outside industries. I've had so much experience in so many industries. I brought things in and did it different and kind of ticked some people off. But I was so successful so fast because I didn't do it the same way that I had always been doing it or that the real estate industry had always been doing it. In fact, the way that they did it was not the way I wanted to do it. So I refused to do it that way. So look at what you're offering. Are you using outdated methods? I know it may have worked in the past. If it is not working today, stop doing it. Pivot, do something different. If you struggle with how do I do it different, that's where you bring in a solutions company, a coaching company, somebody who can say, who you can just meet with and say, this is what I'm doing. I'm not getting the results. And maybe somebody with an outside perspective can bring you something different. Invest in, which takes us into the next one, invest in knowledge and mentorship. So number two step in shifting your business forward is surround yourself with people who have done what you're trying to do. At Gorgeous Business Solutions, I cannot help you create a multi-million dollar valued company. Why? Because we are not a multi-million dollar valued company. I have not created one. I will not tell you how to do it because I don't know. Eventually, I will be able to tell you. I promise you that, but not at this point. But what I can do is help you learn how to create a thriving business with a sales and marketing strategy that is second to none. I can help you think outside of your industry box that your whole industry is operating within and do things that are different and outside of the normal design in order to get new success. I can help you learn how to grow and scale and put processes in place to make your small business dreams a reality and then to take that small business to the next level where you can start creating freedom in that and not have to live it day to day. I can help you with that. If you're looking for that $1 million valuation business or multi-million dollar valuation business, reach out to me. I've got some people I can connect you with that I lean on to grow, coaching programs that I paid for and invest in and spend time in to grow our business in that way. Learn from those ahead of you. That accelerates your success. Trying to do it on your own, we've had that. We've talked about that quote multiple times. I love it. I'm probably going to get it tattooed on my forearm. I'm kidding. Mom, I'm not getting another tattoo on my forearm. That says that if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to create a business that's going to be open and running real fast, yeah, it's easier to do it alone without having to spend dollars on coaching programs, without having to talk with other people about it. But many of those people that have started fast are people that then ultimately reach out and go, okay, this is not sustainable. How do I go far? So if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Bring a team around you. Number three steps to shifting your business forward is to take action despite fear. I'm going to beat this drum till I can't speak anymore. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is understanding that fear is there, telling it to shut up, put it on the back, and do it anyway. And the equation to overcome that fear, as we've discussed before, is speed, is time. If you're afraid of making the phone call, pick up the phone and make that phone call right now. If you're afraid of having that meeting, have that meeting right now. If you're afraid of changing your marketing strategy, change it today. If you're afraid of filming that social media post, do it now and post it. Don't even look at it. Guys, take action despite your fear. Fear is what keeps everybody small, or succumbing to fear and not taking action forward because of fear. Fear is going to keep you small. Giving into fear is going to keep you small. Step into it boldly. Again, this is where you bring number two, bringing mentorship around that will help you do it. That will help you just push forward and do it. Let's talk about a real world example here. Sorry, I get excited about this topic. Sarah Blakely, I don't know if you're familiar with him. She is a case study in somebody starting a business that really didn't have the business acumen, probably has no reason to be successful. She founded the company called Spanx, S-P-A-N-X. If you're not familiar with it, I'd be shocked. But if you're not familiar with it, Google it. I'm not going to try and explain it to you. But Sarah had no background in fashion. She had no investors and she had zero business experience. What she did have, however, was an unbelievable belief in her product. And you know what? If you look back, you're like, man, how come I didn't come up with that idea? Because it's a beautiful product and it has solved problems for all kinds of people. Again, Google the product if you don't know it. But she had a belief in her product and she had a willingness to figure it out, to pivot, to go, okay, things aren't going to work right and I'm going to pivot around it. She faced rejection after rejection after rejection before she gave up. Or instead of giving up, she just kept adapting and learning. Now she has a multi-billion dollar company and is an inspiration to business owners and entrepreneurs and inventors continues to go on and on and on. So check out her story. It's an awesome story of just pushing through in understanding that her circumstances should not take her to success, but owning. She had that ownership mentality again of, I don't know what I'm doing fully, but I believe in my product. And for you that are business owners, for you that are entrepreneurs, for you that are business leaders that are bringing a product or a service to market, I trust, because I know many of you, I trust that you believe in your product. Let's go back to that first sale episode. Believe in your product, believe in yourself. If you believe in that, everything else is conquerable. Everything else is conquerable. We can teach you business. We can teach you marketing. We can teach you sales. That's all easy stuff. Belief in yourself and belief in your product is what I want you to do. So I want you to identify now for step two here point two of changing your business trajectory. I want you to identify one business challenge that you've been avoiding. You know what it is. You think about it. It keeps you up at night. You're scared of it. And so you do nothing. Again, maybe it's posting more on social media. That is the biggest fear that we're seeing in so many entrepreneurs right now. They don't want to post themselves on there. Or it's just annoying. That would be another kind of side of that one. So what is that one business challenge you've been avoiding? Maybe it's reaching out for funding. Maybe it's getting a coach or a mentor on board that can help you to thrive. You know you're not pushing through right now, but you don't have the guts to call somebody and say, I need help. And then again, I want you to take one step forward to solving it. Whether it's reaching out to a mentor, launching a new strategy, testing a new marketing approach, maybe creating a new product, maybe tweaking your offerings. I'm thinking of a business owners, it's a couple right now, that have stepped away from what was working. It was comfortable. They were doing good, but it wasn't what was in their heart. It wasn't their vision for where they know their company needs to go. And they have stepped into fear and uncertainty. And they have even turned down opportunities to go back into that small, successful-ish realm, but then they would have to give up on their big goals and dreams that they know they're destined to do. Those are what I want you to do. I want you to be those people. And I know you're people that listen to this podcast. I'm proud of you. Congratulations. Keep freaking going. You've got this. And I can't wait to clap for you on that final vision coming to fruition, because I know it's happening. Number three, let's talk about transforming your health and your well-being. Many people feel, if you can't see me on YouTube, I'm raising my hand, that their health is out of control. Now, the difference between me and them is I'm not blaming genetics, my time constraints, or my past habits. I am hitting snooze. I am enjoying an hour of coffee in the morning on the couch. I am not hitting the gym in the afternoon. I go work out enough to get sore and then call it good for a few days. But just like in business, small, consistent actions create massive transformation. The health and nutrition that we face is great because it's really not 2-a-days, 7 days a week in the gym, never eating anything that tastes good. That's false. It's small, consistent actions. Common excuses holding us back in this space is, I don't have time to work out. Show me your calendar. I guarantee you I'll find you time. Eating healthy is too expensive. My favorite argument is, why is the stuff that's not good for you so cheap? It's not that the health food is expensive, it's the other stuff is cheap and convenient. Well, so is your health. I've always struggled with weight. This is just how I'm built. The truth, you don't need those long hours in the gym or an expensive organic meal plan or to start in order to start seeing results. You need to start taking those daily choices and letting them add up. One of my favorite real world examples is David Goggins. If you don't know who he is, I've mentioned him on the show before. You can YouTube him. I'm going to give you a quick little security alert here. The dude loves his foul language. And so it does come out there, but it's motivating. In fact, I want to be able to record my alarm clock to have him swearing at me to get me out of bed. David Goggins was 300 plus pounds. He was over 300 pounds. He had a dead end job. He actually was a pest sprayer guy. He would go into restaurants in the middle of the night and he would set rat traps out and spray for cockroaches and all that stuff. He felt trapped in his circumstances. Now, before he even was an adult, he was also an abused, grossly abused child in a very toxic family dynamic. But instead of staying stuck, he had a dream and he made a decision to make a change. He talks about the fact that over 300 pounds, he decided, okay, I have this big goal. And I need to make a change. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to lace up my tennis shoes and I'm going to walk. So while he knew he had to be running miles because his dream was to become a Navy SEAL, 300 plus pounds and deadbeat job or dead end job, horrible family dynamic, horrible relationship with his wife at the time. Dude used to leave work and get multiple shakes and French fries and chicken strips just to tide him over between getting off work and food time, dinner time. And he's like, I can't hit these physical objectives that I need to become a Navy SEAL. And I certainly can't start doing it now. I can't do a pull-up to save my life. I can't do a push-up. I can't run a mile. So he laced up his shoes and he just started moving. And he did it the next day, and he did it the next day, and he did it the next day. And pretty soon he started picking up trash and started losing some weight, dropped the Oreo cookie shakes and the French fries, and just kept pushing forward. Through extreme discipline and refusal to accept excuses, one of my favorite stories is when he had lost some weight and he was doing good. He had to do 100 pull-ups, I think it was 100 throughout his workout set, and his hands were hurting. And he dropped down and he had like 10 left or 20 left. And he was like, dude, I've worked out hard today. I'm going to go home. He got home and he felt the gnawing that he did not complete what he set his mind to. So he put his shoes back on and he went to the gym and he worked out his entire 100 pull-ups from the beginning again, because he was not going to quit on his objective and his goals. He transformed his health. He became a Navy SEAL. Now he's one of the world's most elite endurance athletes. He is a motivational speaker. He has written a couple of great books. Like, check this dude out. He went from every reason, and again, just like Oprah, he had every reason to stay small and to be nothing. In fact, he started his adult life staying small, getting really big while staying small in who he was as a person, in order to, and again, he had the excuses to do that. He could have been a nothing. He could have just endured life. He could have been a victim to his circumstances. He has the excuse to be a victim to his circumstances. He chose to take the ownership mindset, change his life in an extreme way. And the guy is should be one of the most admired people on this planet because of what he's done. Now, I know there's, don't email me and say there's people that are more deserving of being the most admired on the planet. There's a lot of stories out there. I know that. I'm just using him as an example. So an actionable or two actionable takeaways here. Again, instead of saying, I don't have time to go to the gym, I don't have time to meal prep, I don't have time to go to the grocery store and get good food, I can just DoorDash it, get a couple burritos sent here and roll through because I'm busy running my business. Take 10 minutes of movement today. Just move your body. In fact, when I get done recording this podcast, I'm going to take 10 minutes and I'm going to move my body because I'm going to do what I say that we should all be doing. And then choose one small improvement in your diet. Maybe it's drink more water. Maybe it's cut out sugary drinks or, maybe get black coffee instead of the mocha frappa thingy. I don't even know what those things are, but all with all the garbage in it. Or eat one healthy meal instead of what you've been doing. Again, we're talking small, simple steps to do it. You don't have to be David Goggins and start running 52 miles in a weekend because now you just decided you're going to take care of your health. Make a small step forward. Next, I want to focus on our life and creating a life of growth and resilience. Resilience is important here because success is never a straight path. When I left managing teams in the car business, in the automotive industry, supervising them, managing them, training them, and running finance offices. I quit because I was also starting a real estate career. Now, I started my real estate career as a backstop, knowing that the car industry pay dynamic was changing. And so I wanted to make sure that I could still continue to make the income that I was accustomed to making and felt deserved of. And knew that ultimately I wanted to invest in real estate. And so I started doing that. Well, unfortunately, my real estate career took off very, very fast and I could not handle 60, 65 hours a week in the car dealership, plus my commute both ways and working 3 to 4 escrows a month part-time. And so I had to quit. So I quit the car business, went all in my real estate career. It was, again, continued to be even more successful because now I could devote full time to it. And then COVID hit. Well, in the beginning of COVID, I had no idea how I was going to pay bills or what was going to happen because we thought we were getting completely shut down. This was in Northern California. We had to pivot. We had to make adjustments. So success, again, is never a straight path forward. Thankfully, if I needed to, I could have gone back to the car business. But as history will show, the market actually became very conducive to some of the things, the success in real estate. I definitely had to walk some gray areas because there was some people that were trying to shut it down beyond what I wanted to have my business shut down to. But I was able to find a path that continued me towards success. Everyone's going to experience setbacks. Again, Oprah decided to take ownership of her life and she was told, "You're not fit for television." That could have been a setback. In fact, that was a setback. She didn't just walk in and all of a sudden get her own show. They didn't even want her on television. Everybody's going to experience failures. We're all going to put together something for our business, a new strategy, a new marketing program, and have it not work. I put out a cool a social post the other day. I thought it was going to be great. It was funny. It was different. Nobody liked it, or a few people liked it. That happens. We have created programs again and have launched them, and nobody signed up for it. That's okay. Everybody's going to have that happen. Roadblocks. We're going to have things change. The government is going to change things in our economy. Some are going to say for the right reasons. Some are going to say for the wrong reasons. You know what? The reason doesn't matter. whatever the government does, we are going to figure out a way to further our life and our business. We may have to pivot. We may have to change all kinds of things. If you are not developing a strategy in your business right now for a future lockdown in our nation again, then you are not planning accordingly or ahead enough. We have strategies in place knowing that a lockdown will likely happen again and nothing to do with the politics of it. I don't want it to happen and have us sit back and go, okay, well, now what do we do? We go, okay, we knew this was coming. Now we put this strategy in place. We prepare for those roadblocks to come up. The key is resilience. The key is learning to pivot. The key is learning to adapt. The key is learning to grow through those challenges. Hey, I tried this. It didn't work. Great. Does that mean that you throw the whole thing out? No. Were there things that are still necessary? Yes. Again, I've shared this before. We created a program to coincide with another business. We were kind of partnering on something. And it did not take hold like we thought it would. So we went back to the drawing board. We learned, okay, what were people saying when we tried to sell this program? What was the results we got? The program we believe in, the information we wholeheartedly believe in. But the delivery of it was something people wanted more web-based than in-person. So let's take that and grow with that. People we are noticing don't want to commit too far in advance to something. We have learned and noticed that. And so we took that same program. The program wasn't the issue. It was the delivery of it. And it was the timing that was the issue for prospective customers. So we kept going through it. We pivoted, we adapted, and we learned something about the market. We learned something about that industry that we were helping step into in partnership. And that continued to help us to become better and better and better at what we do. Common traps that keep people stuck is fear of failure. Again, they just never start. They're so afraid that what if this doesn't work out? You know what's going to happen? If you don't do it, it's never going to work out. I had an old boss that used to say, you miss 1,000% of the shots you never take. That is so true. If you're not shooting a shot, you have no chance of winning. If you shoot your shot and you got 50% chance of success, that's 50% better than you had. And if you shoot your shot and 50% of what you get is the 50% of the other side, the failure, it doesn't work. Great. What lessons can we learn? How can we pivot? How can we tweak it? How can we adapt it? And then let's shoot that shot again with a new strategy. Again, that's where you bring in a coach. That's where you bring in a consultant, somebody that can help you to rethink it because you may have blinders on with your business. Comparison. Man, that is probably one of the biggest traps that are keeping people stuck. They're thinking everybody else has it easier. You get on social media right now and you're going to see somebody with a better body than you. I promise you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how rich or wealthy you are. You're going to find somebody that's richer and wealthier than you. I don't care how successful your business is. You're going to find another business in your exact same industry, maybe even in your same marketplace that's doing better than you. Who cares? There is no shortage of success. Use the inspiration of what they're doing. I just had a conversation the other day with one of my mastermind groups about the fact that when we have this interesting thought in society that the wealthy, and not everybody, but a lot of people, that the wealthy are bad people, that billionaires are greedy and it's not fair. You know what? When I see a billionaire, I think if they can do it, I can do it. Somebody became a billionaire from scratch, and many of them in very poor situations. I know a billionaire that at 25 years old was without a job, left rehab, was in debt, had no money, had to borrow money from his mom in order to invest in themselves a training program to try and take control of their life. At 25 years old, he is now 65, I think. So 40 years, he's a billionaire with a B. He is not a bad person. He is somebody who worked hard, who grinded, who created companies and then had the 08-09 collapse and lost and risked everything to keep going. He is somebody who has decided to not make excuses, to own his life and to change and to build. Guys, billionaires are not bad. That means that if they can do it, you can do it. Whatever your dream is. You may say, Steve, I don't want to be a billionaire. Okay, don't be a billionaire. But whatever your dreams are, if you see somebody else that's done it, they have done it by pivoting, by adaptation, by growing through challenges, and by being the resilient people that we need to be in order to reach that next level. The next one, and this seems to happen more in the gym, but it does happen everywhere, expecting instant success and giving up when things don't work overnight. I got to lose 35 pounds. It's not going to happen in 30 days. It's not going to happen in 60 days. It's not going to happen in 90 days. But I'm going to be closer every day. Your business is not going to be an overnight success. I meet with a lot of business people that are wanting to start their businesses. I tell them this, listen, years one and two are going to be the easier because your friends and family are going to support you. And they're going to buy your product and they're going to be using what you're doing. And then about year two happens and you're like, well, why is everything falling off? Well, because you've gone through all those people that wanted to help you. You were not an overnight success. You have friends and family that love you and support you. Congratulations. What you need to be doing is stepping into year one or two, marketing for year two, three, four, five, and beyond. Marketing the people that aren't naturally going to come. Everybody's looking for the low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit will not be sufficient to keep your business thriving. Low-hanging fruit will not be sufficient to make your life the success that you want. You need to be working your business, working your life, working your relationships, working your fitness for the medium and really more the high-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit will always be there. I used to tell salespeople, you can count on 10% of people will do business with you regardless of what you do. They've already decided they're going to buy your product or service, so they're an easy one. They're going to come in. 10% of the people, no matter what you do, are never going to use your product or service, so you're not going to do business with them. You are not going to get those 10% regardless of what you do because they don't like your attitude, they don't like your product, they don't like your marketing, they don't like your colors in your office, whatever. It's the 80% that we're actually marketing toward. It's the 80% that we're actually trying to make those changes. It's the 80% of extra work that you need to do in the gym. 10% is automatically going to be there. 10% is never going to be there. Focus on the whole of it. Things do not happen overnight. Success is it's almost like it tests you to make sure you really want it. You grind and grind and grind and grind and grind and grind and grind. And then finally you quit just before. You guys have all seen the social media posts. The guy digging and digging and digging and digging in the mine and he stops inches away. And there are real world scenarios that have occurred. In that, expecting instant success is just a failing formula. Things are not going to happen overnight. You're going to have to work hard. Success is going to test you before it finally reveals itself. The people who succeed aren't the ones who never fail. They're the ones who don't give up regardless. Say what you want about Elon Musk. I know he's politically charged right now, and we're not stepping into that one either. But Tesla and SpaceX both came very, very close to bankruptcy multiple times. Musk could have walked away. Gosh, he bought Twitter, now X, and everybody said it's going to fail. It's going to collapse on him. Look, he's firing 40% of the people. There's no way it's going to succeed. Instead, he kept pushing. He pivoted. He took risks. And now he's one of the most influential entrepreneurs of all time. Again, let's set the politics out of it. He's one of the most influential entrepreneurs of all time and the richest man on earth. He's done something right. But it did not come easy to him. Again, SpaceX and Tesla were both nearly bankrupt multiple times. And he didn't give up. He kept pushing. Hopefully your business isn't near bankruptcy. But if it is, keep pushing. If you can't find your way out of the weeds, talk to me. Reach out. Let's set up a strategy session. Let's figure out a way to get you through it. I want you to take a second each time you face a setback. And I want you to ask yourself, what is the lesson here? What can I learn? How can I grow? How can I be better? Think about ways that you can pivot. Think about ways that you can push through. Think about ways that you can maybe even take a few risks. Ask yourself every time, is this a roadblock that I cannot get past? Or do I need to pivot? And again, this is where a coach or a mentor comes along. I have hourly coaching sessions with people every single week that are consistent coaching clients of mine. Yes, we sit down for an hour, but most of the growth, most of the things that happen is when they send me a text and say, hey, you got 5 minutes to chat? I've got this thing and I just can't see my way out of it. Or, hey, I need to make a decision and I can't figure out what's the right way. Those are those things where a coach or a mentor, a good one that's actually accessible and not just charging you for a weekly meeting, that can help you pivot and go, hey, here's what I see from a 30,000 foot level. You're in there in the weeds with your blinders on because you're doing the thing. I'm not in there doing the thing with you. I can see things that you may not see. I may see the roadblocks and I may have creative solutions because I bring from a variety of industries, not just the one that you're in. I also want you to write down three times in your life where you overcame a challenge. I want this to be used as proof that you are more resilient than you think. I shared this in the past. We, at the end of last year, kind of got down on ourselves a little bit, like, oh my gosh, we didn't achieve X, Y, and Z. We stopped that thought and we looked backwards. We flipped it around for a second and we looked backwards and went, okay, where did we come this last year? As soon as we went, oh, we did this. Oh, we did this. Oh my gosh, we did this. Oh, I forgot about that. Pretty soon it went from, you know what? We haven't accomplished everything that we want this year, but look at how much we did. We are resilient. We did pivot here. We did take risks there that paid off. We took some risks that didn't pay off, but look how much further we know we can do and how much more capable we are. Have that written down. Put it in the notes in your phone so that when you start thinking, gosh, I don't know what to do here. I'm feeling like a failure. Remind yourself. Title it at the top. Clap for your damn self. And if you need, send it to me and I'll send it to you every time you get down. We're going to leave you with this. 5 steps to take control of your life today. 5 steps to take control of your life today. Number one, most important. Own your current situation. Be brutally honest about where you are right now. I don't care if you're talking about your business, if you're talking about your relationships, if you're talking about your health, if you're talking about your finances, if you're talking about your spiritual journey. Be honest about where you are and how you got there. This is not to affix blame to anybody else. This is not to take blame on yourself. This is simply so that you're aware. If I start on a hike and the mountaintop is before me and the map says to take a right and I take a left, sure, I can beat myself up that now I'm off course, or I could recognize where I got off course, go back to that fork in the trail and take the right and get back on track to hit that mountaintop. Number two, I want you to set a clear vision. What do you truly want in your business, your health, and your life? Too many people are just like a sailboat on the river with no rudder. And they're just kind of going wherever the wind blows and hoping that they ultimately get where they want to go. You got to know where you're going and you got to take control of it. I happen to believe in vision boards. I love bringing as many senses in as possible. I have my future life planned out to the point that I've even financially planned how much money I need to make every single day to fund that life, to the point of what are my utilities going to be? What's my mortgage payment going to be? What cars are we driving? What does that cost us? Insurance? Are we going to have a housekeeper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I have pictures that come across my screen when my screensaver comes on that remind me of what I'm working towards. We have a vision board hanging above our refrigerator. For any of you that have been in our house, you've probably seen it. So that we can remind ourselves every single day what we're working for. There's a clear vision. I write my goals every morning and every night. I'm in the process of developing a planner that's going to be used for sale. I've been working on it and with it and using it every day for the last 3 or 4 months. That causes me to write my short-term goals and my long-term goals. It causes me to write at the end of every day, what 5 things have I done to develop further my future self and to help me reach my goals. Set a clear vision. Be as specific as you can be. As I've said before, get your senses involved. Commit to daily actions is number 3. Success, again, is built on small, consistent habits, not giant leaps. Maybe there are some giant steps you can take. Maybe it's getting rid of an employee that's been a drag on your company. Maybe it's creating a whole new massive marketing campaign. But most likely, if you're going to wait for those massive things to do, you're not going to actually start accomplishing them. So what are some small daily actions that you can do every day? Again, if you're 300 plus pounds like David Goggins, maybe it's just putting on your tennis shoes and going for a walk. Maybe it's not having a cocktail at night because you need to drink more water and get better sleep. Maybe it's start posting more on social media and being vulnerable and putting your face out there. Number 4, and you know I love this one, surround yourself with growth-minded people. We have talked about this fear. If you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and listen to it. It is a great one talking about how important the people that we surround ourselves are. There are so many negative Nancys, Nellies, whatever, out there that are going to tell you to stay small. Some of them are going to do it from a place of love because they don't want you to get hurt. They don't want you to risk. But guys, the people you surround with yourself are massive. If you want to create next level success, you're going to have to be surrounded with growth-minded people. The right environment accelerates success. Again, like I said in that episode, join a mastermind group, hire a coach. Gorgeous Business Solutions, we have business coaching, which strategizes your business, marketing, all that. We have sales coaching. We have real estate and mortgage specific coaching because that's just something that's been asked and something that organically grew into our company. And then we have entrepreneurial lifestyle coaching. And that's what we're going to talk about, having more of a holistic approach. So it depends on what you want. And sometimes with a couple clients, there's going to be some crossover because they need to also get their lifestyle more congruent with what they're doing with their business. But hire a coach. And I'm not saying GBS is the only place. There's all kinds of wonderful coaches out there. I have a coach. Angie has a coach. We have people that we pay our money to so that we can continue to grow who we are and what our business is. Network with those who challenge you to grow. There's so many great opportunities out there. Again, if you struggle to figure out where am I supposed to get these growth-minded people, shoot me an email. Let's start a conversation and let's figure out how we can help you. I'll be the first one to say, you know what? Here's where I think you should go. I'm not going to always pitch us. It depends on what's going on. Then number five and last is developmental toughness. The only way you can do that is to just keep going. There's that famous line of the song, if you're going through hell, keep on going, right? When things get tough, keep going. Growth happens when you push through challenges. Let's look at the muscles. The only way you're going to grow muscles in your body is by challenging them, stretching them, breaking them down. They rebuild tougher. Look at people that have worked with their hands all the time, the calluses that build up. That's because they have that toughness. I have that mental toughness because I have failed, because I have been beaten down. I like to say I spent so many years in the car business that I don't have a soul anymore. You go through the tough times, the battles, and that's where you're going to find a mental toughness by just doing it. If you haven't developed that mental toughness yet, keep going through your battles. Quit quitting when it gets hard, when it gets challenging. Guys, I'm going to leave you with this thought. Wherever you are today doesn't define your future. Wherever you're at in your business, wherever you're at in your mindset, wherever you're at in your health and fitness, wherever you're at in your relationships, wherever you're at in your finances, wherever you're at in your spiritual journey, that doesn't define your future. That's just where you're starting from. Every single one of you, I wholly believe, can achieve, and I believe this for everybody in this world, everybody can achieve the level of success that they want. There's too many people out there that have come from way worse circumstances than many of us, that have reached massive levels of success and will tell you that they would do it all over again. You have the power to rewrite your story. You have the power to pivot your business. You have the power to transform your health and build the life that you truly desire. And you know what? If it's in your heart, it's there for a reason. It's up to you to go get it. It's up to you to stop being a victim to your current circumstances and take an ownership mindset, pivot, overcome, get laser focused on what you want, and make your dreams reality. It is within your grasp. It is within every realm of possibility. And if you need help going through this journey, I am here to help you. I am here to clap for you if you got nobody else. You can accomplish whatever you set your mind to. I want you to focus on one area at a time. As we wrap this up, as I always do, I don't want you to try and knock this all out of the park in this next week. So what is one area in your life, whether it's your business, whether it's your finances, whether it's your relationships or a specific relationship, whether it's your health and wellness, whether it's mental or physical, what one area in your life can you take ownership of? I'd love for you to drop a comment in the, if you're watching on YouTube, I'd love for you to email me, steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. We share this, that there's a new episode dropped on our social media, both at Gorgeous Business Solutions and the Whole Business Podcast on Instagram. Drop a comment in there. I'd love to hear what area you are taking more ownership in And I would love to help you in that, even if it's just cheering you on. If you found this episode valuable, please share it with someone who needs to hear this message. We are in a world of people who are victims. We need more people taking ownership of their life and watching each other thrive together. Don't forget to subscribe, follow us, like, comment, help us break through the algorithm so that we can reach more people. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day, your busy schedule to be a part of this show, to listen to it. I know it was a little bit of a longer one, but gosh darn it, we need this. Today, go after your success. Today, own the results that you have, the results that you have today as a result of what you've done in the past, and then own the results in the future as you thrive and strive towards something greater. You deserve it. I believe in you. I look forward to chatting with you next week.